K-State Nation, what up? Eddie Greer, back for another edition of the Purple Project Podcast. All things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas. Home of Kansas State University, the first weekend. The second weekend of February. It's your first time listening to this podcast. Thank you so much for stopping by and giving us a listen on this weekend edition of this podcast. All things K-State sports. Baseball around the corner. Men's was basketball are in action. Are trending in the right, well, say trending up, especially the men's basketball team. You got women's golf, indoor track and field, women's soccer, and everything else around the campus of Manhattan, Kansas. Again, Spotify, iTunes, wherever you get your favorite Kansas State podcast. Hope you guys are adding this podcast or K-State Nation. If you have not already, please make sure you do. Go ahead and subscribe to this podcast. Like, subscribe, leave a rating if you want. 4 or 5 stars, preferably. And hit the alarm bell every time we post content daily. We will do that as well. And sometimes 3 day as well, as we see in the last week or so. At least I know 2 days. We posted 3 days, 3 episodes worth of content on there. So definitely you want your latest up to date, or we try to do our best in putting content up there as well. K-State. Your K-State team every day. And recently, I just finally was able to get around to posting the postcast of the ladies basketball team upset over TCU. So that should be coming up here very, very shortly as I am recording this right now. This weekend episode right now. Of course, obviously, it's been highlighted by the Super Bowl 59. To cap it all off, obviously, Philadelphia Eagles, Kansas City Chiefs. We all know what this game could be about. History. We'll see what happens if the Kansas City Chiefs can complete that on Sunday afternoon into the evening. Switching it off from the K-State Athletics. Today, K-State hosting the Steve Miller Invitational goes down starting today. Let me see how long this is as we go ahead and look in that calendar. Yeah, this is a one-day event. So when this comes out, it'll be all wrapped up. We'll have a recap of this. The indoor, K-State indoor, men's, women's track and field team are also improving every weekend. It's hard to kind of know with the team overall aspect, but there's quite a bit of individuals right now that are doing pretty good right now. It's Gary Moore, Monique Hardy in the mix. I know there's several of them, and I cannot gather the rest of them right now, but we will definitely recap this as well. Another home meet for the Kansas State indoor track and field team, and that'll be starting here shortly. And that's all of the books for Friday. And then you turn over the page, big basketball Saturday for Kansas State. It's all going to start right there, Manhattan, Kansas, where, of course, the ladies upset TCU on Wednesday night. Can the K-State men's basketball team add another to the list? Kansas, and I don't see Kansas ranked on here, at least on this website anyways, but Kansas, this is a early game here, 1 o'clock Central Time, Dylan Sunflower Showdown Part 2, Part 1, K-State hung around, but... could not get enough plays to go their way. Now you got momentum. Especially you're coming off a game where you could have lost at Arizona State. If this was early in the season, as I mentioned in the postcast earlier this week on the Arizona State victory, they would have lost. They would have crumbled and lost. But sees now this men's basketball team, Jerome Tang, David Gasson, Coleman Hawkins, Doug McDaniel, they have gathered themselves. They have their feet underneath them now. And who knows? And every time we get KU at the brim, we take them down. So hopefully that trend will continue Saturday afternoon. We'll get this thing kicked off. 1 o'clock. That is Saturday. So I'm looking forward to the weekend as a whole here. So K-State, can you add another? They come go in there with a 4-game winning streak. That includes the thrashing upset over Iowa State. Of course, if you miss having to catch that episode here on the feed, well, we'll get on that. So there's that as well. 4-game winning streak there. And the women's basketball team will play later. I think they're going to play an hour later than The men, yep. So 1 o'clock tip, Bramlage, KU, K-State welcomes Kansas, Dillon Sunfire Showdown. And then an hour later, 25th ranked Oklahoma State hosts the ladies basketball team, K-State. Keeve with a letdown after the epic second half performance by Serena Sundell to lead K-State to first place in the Big 12. Can you do it? Well, you got another top 25 team bearing on you. This time you got to go on the road here, face off Oklahoma State. Can you avoid a letdown? That's the key here, because we all know what happened before that, a couple of games before all that. They lost. You got upset by Colorado, so nothing's a given in any league, whether it's men's or women's basketball. So, fingers crossed, that's going way off the deep end, but hopefully we can go out there, let's say, go down there and carry that momentum from the second half of the TCU game and deliver. That's a 2 o'clock tip, so we're going to know the results of those games by 4 o'clock-ish, somewhere in there. So I'm actually hoping it's going to be a busy Saturday for me here in Kansas City. I'm going to try, I know for sure, I will record the Kansas postcast there, because I got a busy Saturday, so we'll see what happens there. So there's that. This is the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Eddie Greer III, your host for this podcast. And on Sunday, tennis. Of course, I already mentioned, we already talked about the Super Bowl. We already described that. So, but before you settle in, Chiefs fans, we're also K-State fans, to Super Bowl 59, women's tennis, hosting Kentucky. So can they bounce back? So this is a very disappointing loss against Wichita State last weekend for K-State women's tennis. Can Jordan Smith in the squad, Maria Santos in the squad, bounce back? Marlulu C, yep, on that team. I can't say her last name. And for those of you like, why is he calling her Marlulu C? Well, for one, her first name is Marlugo. Let's get that straight. And the second one, her last name, very difficult to pronounce. I don't have the right pronunciation. I ain't going to go there. That's why I call Marlulu C. That's how we roll on the Pro Project Podcast. So can K-State women's basketball team, no, excuse me, they're all messed together. Women's golf, women's tennis, women's basketball, they're all messed together by now. Can the women's tennis team deliver another SEC blow this time? Kentucky, because last time they played SEC team, they beat Arkansas. So can they beat Kentucky? That is the only thing that's slated in Sunday's schedule for the Kansas State Athletics team squad. So yeah, and everything, of course, around between whether you live in Manhattan, Oklahoma, state of Oklahoma, Texas, Missouri. Yeah, probably between like Missouri and Kansas. If you're not living in those, you're not invested. Well, everybody's invested in the Super Bowl, of course, especially your Kansas City here. Obviously, we're going to be right there in the middle of it for sure. And I'll obviously get my thoughts on my other podcast. Let's just leave it like that. Let's just leave it like it is there. I've known I am in the minority trying to live through y'all Chiefs fans out there. So Chiefs, Eagles to cap off a gigantic sports weekend, obviously. And who can the Chiefs, like I said at the top of this episode here today, can they finish off history? So we'll see what happens there. But hey, they got to go through the Philadelphia Eagles again to do it. And then because it all started with them. And either way, it's going to end because the team had it all started. So we'll see what happens there down in New Orleans. So that's on the slate here for K-State Athletics. And of course, shout out Felix and Duke Uzama. Almost left that out. Playing on the Kansas City Chiefs, got drafted in the first round, the last pick of the first round. Can he be a part of that history? We'll see about that on Sunday night. Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. You can get it wherever podcasts are found, free and available daily. We're going to have a chance to record Kansas State content again. And of course, don't forget our channel over on Podbean, Greer 3 Eddie's Podcast. Once again, that is Greer 3 Eddie's Podcast over there. And yeah, speaking of getting around and posting episodes, I need to go ahead and post that episode that I recorded this week before that basketball game between K-State and TCU there as well. I recorded something kind of recapping what happened last week of KC Athletics, so I need to go ahead and do that as well. So a little bit behind the eight ball, but we got you covered throughout the weekend. Where that's postcast, we'll get you squared away with track and field with a Steve Miller Invitational recap there at some point this weekend, in between getting you ready, and of course, in between watching the big game in New Orleans, Louisiana. Alex Aiden out there in Santa California, Eddie Greer coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri. This has been another episode of the Purple Project Podcast. Go Cats. Good luck to all the teams this weekend in action. A huge basketball Saturday for K-State. We'll see what happens.